Yeah. You have been listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM, and good news, if you liked what you heard, there's plenty more coming up for your Saturday night. Getting a little bit into a folk and country aspect with that last set, ending off with the latest release from Faye Webster.
Yes, we heard a track. Did we hear... What was the name of that track,
actually? Oh, yeah, you know what?
We played a different one.
Yeah, we played a different one. We'll talk about...
Well, the album is called Underdressed at the Symphony.
That's right. Oh, and yes, we actually played a song that I love the title of, eBay Purchase History.
Yes. So yeah, brand new stuff.
She's such a great singer-songwriter of the country folk persuasion, and yet she definitely veers into some like interesting territory. The track Lego Ring features a cameo from Little Yachty, just to give you an example.
Yes. And then before that, we heard something from the Mekons with Kathy Acker.
Yeah, again, the great contrarian author who is known for a number of great novels, including Blood and Guts in High School, worked with the Mekons on her final novel to make a musical adaptation of it. And I do want to apologize. I got the date slightly wrong. This album and the book itself were released in 1996. But regardless, fantastic stuff. Really showing Kathy's punk background with this one, with this fantastic number, and one of the most beautiful songs, actually, on the record. One of the most unironically genuine beautiful songs on this record, My Song at Night. Again, that's taken from their collaboration, Pussy King of the Pirates. And prior to that, we heard some newer music from the band Tractor Beam.
Tractor Beam, we heard a track from the EP entitled Early Reflections. And then we heard the song entitled Bedroom Antics. Prior to that, we heard Morning Music, this time coming out of Vancouver, BC, a newer release from an EP called Howdy Stranger, and it's got a little bit of a country slant, and the name of the artist is Dawson Forsey, and the track that we heard is Don't Believe in Me. Or actually, it might be Don't Believe Me. Let me just double-check that. While I check that, what did we hear before that?
Regardless, Dave, I don't believe you, but we did hear from Skinny Dick. The great singer-songwriter is back with a brand new single titled Can't Change the Color of Your Eyes. You can find that on their Bandcamp page. And I believe you found the proper name of that song?
Yeah, it's Don't Believe Me.
Okay, well, yeah. I never did. And then we started things off in that set with a new song from Hooray for the Riff Raff with a fantastic album that they've released not too long ago titled The Past is Still Alive. It is a fantastic record, and like I said, I was never a huge fan of this group prior to this, but they've really swayed me with this release. Incredible stuff from this outfit. We heard the track Alibi, and that's what we did for that set, and we're definitely veering away from the smoother country sounds that we were hearing. I know some of you kids out there listening to Rev Rock want some more adrenaline. You want a little bit more pep in your step. Well, you're definitely getting that in this next set.
Yeah, we're going to hear some Detroit bands, some music from The Fall, Swell Maps, and a new band. I believe it's pronounced the Hypos?
I believe you're correct.
And this is a newer band that features Greg Cartwright, who played in Raining Sound, The Oblivions, numerous other bands, and then also there's several musicians in this band, including a member of Dr. Dog. We have the name here. I guess we don't have the name here. We'll get that information. But they have a new album out. This is a new band that they put together, and we're going to play a track from that as well. We're going to start off with a band that unfortunately is no more. They put out two full-length albums, and they used to play around quite a bit from Detroit. They would come to Windsor often. A band called Mexican Knives, and their self-titled release came out in 2015. We're going to hear a track from that release called Tick Tock. And then we're going to hear a pair of tracks from Deadbeat Beat. Now, this is a band that we actually saw several weeks back in Detroit at the UFO Factory when they played an opening set for one of two nights that Detroit's Shadow Show had at UFO Factory for their album release show.
Yeah, and they did a fantastic job, and we're going to be playing something from that. In fact, two tracks for the group from the same release, How Far.
So yeah, let's get to it, and we are going to hear some Shadow Show a little later, I believe.
Yes, we are, to really round that out. And also, stay tuned. In this set, we're going to hear some music from Swell Maps, The Fall, and later on, newer music from Pissed Jeans, Bad Egg, Black Flag, Celebrating 40 Years of My War, and more here on Revolution Rock. Thank you.
is bird note. In Panama, thousands of army ants on the march, looking for prey, are a fearsome sight. As the ants pass through the leaf litter, they stir up countless grasshoppers, cockroaches, beetles, and even lizards that flee in terror. Flying insects may escape from the ant infantry, but they're no match for the aerial threat from this oscillated ant bird. Clinging to a thin plant stem above the fray, the blue-faced oscillated ant bird waits for flying insects to leave their hiding spots, then swoops in to catch them. As many as 29 bird species have such a tight bond with the ants that they can't survive without them. They have to find an army ant column to follow every day. And birds aren't the only group of animals that need the ants. Scientists have estimated that about 300 species of animals survive only by sticking with army ants. From tiny mites clinging to the ants to butterflies that feed on ant bird droppings, it's thought to be the largest association of animals tied to a single species in the world. Rainforest fragmentation is a big threat to army ants and their followers, which need large expanses of forest to find enough food. Learn how you can help support conservation efforts in Panama and beyond at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Remmel.